We continue now. Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kufches, mitzvah 108. As the Chinuch continues with the second of three related mitzvahs to the Shemen HaMishcha. As we saw at the end of last week, mitzvah Kuf Zayin was the mitzvah to anoint Kohanim, Gedolim, and Malachim. That is the mitzvah Saseh. And then there are two Lo Saseh that go along with it. If you look at the Psukim at the beginning of Kisisa, which we read last mitzvah, we have at the beginning of Kisisa, after the Machzor HaShekel, and after the Kiyor, we have the mitzvah of anointing, v'kidashto osam, and all the people, and all the kohanim, and all the kelim. And then there's one pasuk that has two averis in it, one today's and one tomorrow's. First one, al besar adam lo yisach, do not smear, do not put the oil on anybody who's not supposed to get it. Al besar adam lo yisach, over maskunta lo sasu kamo, that's tomorrow, is about just making it in the first place. But that's today's iser. Says the chinuch, shalo limshoach, b'shemen ha-mishcha, sha'asa Moshe el akonim levad. There's an iser, as we learned last time, the only shemen that's ever going to be around is Moshe Rabbeinu's, because there's a nace, that shemen lasts forever. There's a mitzvah say to anoint with it and to make it if somehow it's not there, but we have a promise that it'll always be a nace, it'll always replenish itself. But if I take that oil, it, at any time in history, and I would anoint and smear myself with it, and I am not a Kohen, I'm not a Kohen Gadol, I'm not a Melech, so then I would violate this Issa D'Oraisa, and I'd be Chayav Karis. Shenamar al basar adam lo yisach, on a basar of a person lo yisach, one shouldn't anoint, v'nispa'er bakatuv, shemi, shemashach bo v'mezit Chayav Karis, anybody who does v'mezit is Chayav Karis, shenamar v'asher yiti mimenu alzar v'nechras. On a czar, on a stranger, that's not supposed to get it, v'nechras, he will be cut off, v'nimshach v'b'shogeg. And if somebody does it b'shogeg, maybe they think it's their regular oil that they usually put on, and by mistake it was the Shemen HaMishcha, he got mixed up, I don't know, he's guarding it. Chayev chatas kavua, it's chayev chatas, pirish kavua, what does kavua here mean? Klomar she'in chilik bo, bein hadav ha'ashir, el davar kavua hu lakol. Alluding to something we'll discuss, b'ezras Hashem, in a couple of weeks, when we get to Sefer HaYikra, there's a few karbanis, not too many. There's two or three specific averis where, depending on your tax bracket, that will depend what carbon you bring. But other than that, we bring a chatas kavua, ser chatas, and this is one of the chayv echatos. If you do it b'mezid, you're chayv karis. If you do it b'shogig, you're chayv echatos. There is an important discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has in Os Gimel, turning over, v'nire pashut, says the Minchas Chinuch. This is one of those averis that involve two people. There aren't too many of these. There are a couple of averis that you need two people to violate. Usually, eating something usher that only takes one person to violate, and shatnez usually takes one person to violate. I wear it, I eat it. But now this is smearing. So most of the time, you smear on somebody else. Hasach. So who gets the avera? And the Chinuch, as Minchas Chinuch as well, will quote another parallel where the sugya comes up in Maseches Makos. But first, let's see Venira Pashut, says the Minchas Chinuch in Os Gimel, Dim Echad Sach Es Chavero, V'ha Nisach Haya Gam Kein Mezid. If both the Sach and the Nisach, the one who is smearing and the one who gets smeared, are both Mezid, the Chayavim Shnehem. They both are Chayav Kares. They're both a Chayav Achatas. Im HaNisach Haya Gam Kein Maisa. As long as the Nisach was somewhat active, he didn't stay still. He was misayeya, as we'll see in a minute. As long as he helped out a little bit. And also, if he helped out and he was a shogeg, he didn't know what was being smeared on him, he's chayev chatas. V'hasach im ha'yemezer chayev karis o lahefech. Ha'klal d'hasach v'anizach shneihem b'chlal avzeh. Says Menachas Chinuch, though the Sefer Chinuch is not explicit, he thinks that this iser both applies to the smearer and the smeared. The Sach and the Nisach. Rak HaSach, Mefurish Patorah. It's just that the Sach is the one who does the smearing is explicit. Aval HaNisach Gamkin Bechlal, but the Nisach is also included. And then he quotes, I in the Rambam in Hilchas Kelayim, which discusses another possibility of Shatniz. I gave the example that obviously it's only you, but also Shatniz could be where you clothe somebody with Shatniz. There also someone else could be involved. But then it quotes at the end, Ayin Rambam Hilchas Avodas Kochavim. What is that about? That's the case where the Gemara talks about such a type of case. And that's Makif and Nikaf, the Isser of cutting off one's payas. So there, almost every case has to be two different people, Makif and Nikaf. This is the Gemara in Mesachas Makis on Daf Chafim Abeis, where the Gemara there asks, the Gemara says, Tani Tanakamidur of Chizda, Echana Makav, Echana Nikaf Loka. The Gemara says, it doesn't matter if you're buzzing somebody and cutting off their payas, or if you're getting your payas cut off, you're chayiv malchus. It's an issa daraisa. Amar Lei, says the Gemara, man da'achal tamiri bar bila laki. What, if you're eating dates, you're going to get malchus? Basically, the Gemara is saying, what is the one who's getting his hair cut off? What's he doing wrong? He's just sitting there. What, he's allowing it to happen? You're going to get malchus for allowing somebody to use you to do an aveira? That's not malchus. Maybe it's lifnei iver. But why? So the Gemara gives three answers. Either it's like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, lav shein b'maisa ein lo kana lav. Or number two, maybe he's cutting his own hair. Makif la'atzmo. So then you are the makif. And the third answer, misayeya v'divrei akol. The nikav's helping out. The nikav is moving in a way, right? The barber always says, move this way, move that way, move this way. So the nikav is also being misayeya, he's helping out. So that's what the Gemara says, 3 days, very important days in the Gemara, in Makas, of Chaf and Mabez, about makif and the nikav. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim and the Ravid have a machlokas. What a lumdis related to this machlokas, we'll just mention it now, because B'ezras Hashem, we'll get to this later in the Torah. The Rambam quotes that Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikav is involved. First he starts off, in Perek Yud Beis, pas, halacha, aleph, in Hilchas Avodas Kochavim, echad amalecha, peyos bilvad, v'miniach, seir kolarosh, echad amalecha, kolarosh, whether you shave your entire head or just your areas of the peyos, which are on the side or above the ears going around to the back, around the head, either way you get malchus. Ba'medver mamurim, be'ish ha'migaleach, aval ha'ish ha'misgaleach, einoloke, elim kain, si elim galeach. Only if you helped out. Somebody's getting buzzed, he's in the barber's shop, they'll only get malchus, says the Rambam, if they are actively involved. Says the Ravid. The Ravid says, even if you don't move, it's an issa daraisa. You might not get malchus, because lav shein b'maisa ein lo kana lav. But the Ravid understands the Rambam as saying that if you don't help out at all, you're not going to get any, you didn't do anything wrong, it's not even usur. And the Ravid says, I'm sorry. Of course you do something wrong. You're only going to get malchus if you were actively involved in misayeya, but even without that, it's going to be usher. There is a lot of lumdis here. If you look in the, also in the Minyan HaKatzar, in Los Asay Mem Gimel, the Rambam has one isser of payas, of cutting off the payas, and the Ravid says you should count two. The question is, when the nikav is active, is that the same isser as makav or it's something else? There seems to be a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. Either way, this is the parallel that the Minchas Chinuch brings here for our case of sach and nisach. Just like the Gemara says in Makas Dav Chaf, that as long as the nikav helps out, he's also going to get the aveira. The Minchas Chinuch assumes the same thing here, that if the nisach, if the one who's getting smeared helps out, then he will also get the Avera and get and Chayiv Karis and Chayiv Akarban V'chulu. If you look at the Ritva there, just the last source, and then we'll continue, the Ritva in Makas and Avchav on that Gemara says that you can't always compare Gemaras about Misayeya. Because sometimes, for example, in Hilcha Shabbos, the Gemara says Misayeya ain't bo mamish. It's ain't bo mamish. Let's say somebody's carrying a pencil outside. And there's no air. And I put my finger under the pencil. And I go and I walk out. Misayeya bo mamish. I'm not going to be chayiv for that. And all of a sudden, the Gemara here in Makkah says, if you're misayeya, you're going to get malchus. It says the Ritva. Ein kol misayeyin shavin. You can't compare all misayeyas. And you have to go through each one. So even though the Gemara here says misayeya v'divrei akol, sometimes the Gemara says misayeya ein bo mamish. So there's no rule about misayeya. It might get you a maisa, but you have to look into every halachic context to determine exactly whether it's good enough for that context. Okay, back to the discussion of this issa. Shalo yasuch zar. So again, there's an issa for a zar to be nimshach b'shem and a mishcha. There is a story in Tanakh which relates to this issa, where the Rishonim asked the question of how was it done. And that is Shmuel Aleph Perek Yud. Shaul HaMelech, the first king of the Jewish people. What happened? You remember, Shmuel goes to Shaul, and they're going to be the leader, and Shaul says, I don't want it, I'm not worthy, I'm from the youngest Shevet, v'chulu. Finally, Perek Yud Pasuk Aleph, Vayikach Shmuel as Pach HaShemen, Vayitzok al Rosho. Shmuel takes the Pach HaShemen, the oil, and pours it on Shaul's head, anoints him as the first king of Israel. Vayishakeyu, and he gives him a kiss. Vayomer, Haloki Mishachacha, Hashem al Nachalaso Linagid. Hashem has appointed you for a Nagid, for a leader, and to prove it to you, when you go from here, you'll meet such and such a people, and then you'll meet more people, and you'll find the stone that you were missing, and then you'll go and you'll become a Navi. You'll be like a new person. When you see these signs, then you'll know that Hashem is with you. And then he goes, and that's the original anointing. So ask the Mefarshim, the Radak, the Meiri, and Harius, and Yudalf, Yudbeis, ask, how was Shaul allowed to do this? The Gemara says that only Malchi Beis David gets anointed. Malchi Beis David, Kohen Gadol, that's it. Besides, he wasn't Malchus Beis David. He wasn't from Yehuda. So how did Shaul HaMelech, how did Shmuel HaNavi anoint Shaul with the Shemen HaMishcha? It's an Isser. Didn't he violate this Isser? Shlo Yasuch Zar B'Shemen HaMishcha? Obviously not. So what's the answer? So the Radak has the easiest answer. He says it wasn't the real Shemen HaMishcha. The Radak on that pasuk right here. The Radak learned Sefer HaMitzvos, so he knew this Isser. He knew the Torah. Anyways, it says the Radak, Lo Haya Zeh HaShemen HaMishcha, Ki Lo Hayu Meshuchim Imenu El HaMalchus Beis David. Aval Shemen HaFarsimon Haya. It was fake Shemen. Wasn't real, just a shemen. Just a shemen. Pacha shemen in the Navi. So that's what the Radak says. He's bothered. Why isn't this Asa Daraisa? He's a czar. Shaul's a czar. He's not a Kohen. He's not a Levi. He's not Shevet Yehuda. So that's the answer of the Radak. If you look at the Rambam and you look at the Meiri, they seem to give another answer. Because the Pashtus, it says shemen. Why would I think it's fake shemen? Shemen Afar Simon. So if you look in the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Kishema Amidin HaMelech Moshe Nosra B'Shemen HaMishcha. When you appoint a king, you anoint him with Shemen HaMishcha. What's his source? What's the Rambam source that you have to anoint the king with Shemen HaMishcha? Shneemar, Vayikach Shmuel, Aspach HaShemen, Vayikach Sol Rosh, Vayishakeyu. The source for anointing kings with Shemen HaMishcha is Shaul. So he's obviously arguing with the Radak. You can't say he's quoting fake Shemen to quote the whole source for anointing with Shemen HaMishcha. So obviously the Rambam thinks that this is real Shemen. The question though is then, so how did he do it? So the Rambam continues and says, the halacha of only Malchus Beis David starts with David. If it was before Malchus Beis David started, so then there's no Isser. Similar to what some suggest to defend against the Taina of the Ramban. The Ramban, we discussed this various contexts in the past. The Ramban in Parshas Vayechi has a very long discussion of Lo Yasur Sheva Miyehuda Mechokim Mibin Raglov, where the Ramban says there is an Isser de Oraisa, Lo Yasur Sheva Miyehuda, for anyone who is not from Malchus Beis David to be the king. Isser de Oraisa. And that's why, says the Ramban, the Chashmonaim's dynasty didn't last, because the Chashmonaim were Kahanim, and then they took the Malchus. They should have won the war, took over, and then stepped aside and let Malchus Beis David take over. But they didn't, and that's why their Malchus didn't last. That's the Ramban's suggestion. But the Ramban there says, Lo Yasur Sheva Miyehuda. And then the Ramban says, what about Shaul HaMelech? What about Shaul? Says the Ramban, it's only once Malchus Beis David started. Once they started, so then it never leaves David HaMelech. But before David HaMelech came along, so then it's okay. And if you remember, says the Ramban, Hashem didn't want to make a king yet. Shmuel didn't want to make a king yet, but Israel asked for it. Shmuel got very angry. Hashem got very angry. But you know what? It wasn't ripe yet. The time wasn't ripe for Malchus Beis David to start. So Hashem gave kind of a, quote, substitute, kind of an intermediary before Malchus Beis David was ready, before David HaMelech was ready. But at root, what was the heter? Why was Shaul allowed to be king? Why here was there no Isser of Shemen HaMishcha on Shaul HaMelech? Because Malchus Beis David didn't start. It was the real Shemen HaMishcha. You don't have to say what the Radak says, but it was still allowed. That's what the Rambam continues now. Kivan shenimshach David zacha b'keser Malchus. Once David HaMelech was anointed, that's when the crown of Malchus came. Harei Malchus lo ulubanav hazacharim hakshirim ad olam, and it stays with him forever, as the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, and the Rambam also expands upon it. Now David HaMelech got Malchus, Aaron and his kids got Kahuna, but Torah is munach for everyone. Shnei Amar kisacha yeh nachon ad olam velo. Zacha el l'ksheirim, ava bishlo zacha el l'ksheirim, lo tikaris ha-malchus mizera David la'olam. It will never leave David HaMelech's family. Okay, so that is an important ha'aris related to Malchus Beis David and Shaul HaMelech. There is an important source just to be aware of, the Brisker Rav has, the Griz, in Parsha Shoftim, where he talks about the differences between kings from David HaMelech and kings from non-David HaMelech, from Malchus Yisrael, the whole line in Sefer Malachim of Yeravam, starting when the Malchus split in the times of Rechavam, Shlomo's son, went to Yeravam, and it went straight. So the Ramban writes in Vayechi, unbelievable, which you don't get this sense from Navi. The Ramban says they were all ruling in sin. Yeravam was a punishment, but after Yeravam, they should have all gone back. Should have all gone back to be under Malchus Yehuda. You don't get that from the text, Pashas, past the Ramban Shita. But the Pashas is that they were kings, but they weren't the same level of kings. So the Griz explains. What was the difference? Malchus Beis David, first difference, needed Shemen HaMishcha. Malchus Yisrael did not need Shemen HaMishcha. Malchus Beis David are allowed to sit down in the Beis HaMikdash, the Gemara says. Ein yeshiva ba'azara al Malchus Beis David bilvad.
and Malchus Yisrael are not allowed. You see, because there's a big, major difference. What's the root difference between all of this? Says the Griz beautifully. Malchus Beis David have an element called Bechira. Bechira, they were chosen. They're the chosen family by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the chosen people. There's the chosen Shevet. There's the chosen ruler. There's the chosen spot where the Beis HaMikdash is going to be. There's a lot of Nivchar in our religion. Right? The Makam HaNivchar, the Am HaNivchar. But there's also the family that's Nivchar for Malchus. And that was David HaMelech. The Yisod HaDavar Mishun de Malchus Beis HaMikdash Nivchara. Because the Sibah Kamam Bekomas Bekra. Ubisod HaDin Shal Bechira Nomar Darak Lohem HaMeluch Avlo Lachirim. So even though Malchi Yisrael Toras Melech Aleihem, Kivan Shidisman Al Pinavi, Mikomakom Iker HaMalchus LaDavid. Umalchi Beis David Dinam Lachud, Umalchi Yisrael Dinam Lachud. There's more there, but you could look there afterwards. The Midrashim compare Malchus Beis David to the Bechira of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Anyway, that is this little discussion of Shaul and vis-a-vis this Isser. Turning over the page, Mishorshi Mitzvah Zu, what's the shortest behind this mitzvah? Gamkin L'Hagdolas Habayis V'Chol Asherbo. Also to inspire us relating to the Beis HaMikdash and everything related to it. V'Lachin. Ein roi lehedyotos l'shtamit boso ha-shemen ha-nichbad sheba bayis. It is not appropriate for hedyotos to use this shemen. Rak ha-nivcharim ba'am levad. Only by the chosen ones. Sheheim kohanim u-malachim. Only kohanim u-malachim u-bechein. And then he quotes something about human nature. Behimana ha-hamon mimenu. Once something is not available for the masses, yikar be'enehem ad ma'od, it will become precious in their eyes, v'yis'avu elav, and they will desire it. Right, the second that supply goes down, price goes up. Right, that's basically the principle here. The second that people can't get near it and there isn't any of it, it's not there, they all want it. Because whatever is closed off from us always becomes precious all of a sudden. I can't get it, I want it. Mayim genuvim yimtaku, whatever I can't get. So that's why the more we close off Shemen HaMishcha from normal usage, the more special it is for us. If there's a tefillah, we only say once a year. It's more special because it's closed off to us the rest of the year. Somebody once said, if we said V'hurachim only on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we'd have kavana. Right? Why? We say V'hurachim every Monday and Thursday. Right? That's why. We don't appreciate it. What a beautiful tefillah all about the crying out to Hashem, forgive me. Mondays and Thursdays are Yimei Rachamim. But we don't, because we always have, it's like, so the Shemen HaMishcha, the same thing. If we had the Shemen HaMishcha always, we wouldn't appreciate it. It's only used by certain specific individuals in certain situations, and that's why it's special. Ki godel erech hadvarim b'lev rov b'nei adam, the value of something will go up, l'fi miyati matzum etzlam, when it is not commonly found amongst them. There is an interesting ha'ara of the Emek Bracha. Emek Bracha Parmanshik, a Talmud of the Brisker Rav and Reb Chaim, where he writes in Hilchas Ksiva Sefer Torah, Oz Dalid, that even after being anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha, it might not be that you have the full din of a melech yet. Why does he say this? There's a conversation in Navi that is expanded upon in the Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Yodalad. The Gemara we did this morning actually in Shir. The seven Nevios, the seven prophetesses, and the Gemara there discusses how do you know each one is a Nevia. So by Avigayo, the Gemara discusses a conversation that takes place. If you remember the story, David HaMelech is on his way to take care of Avigayo's husband, who was Morad B'Malchus, in David's view. He rebelled against the king. So David is going there to kill Nabal, and Avigayo goes and stops him on the way. And she brings him a shayla in Hilchas Nida, all of a sudden, to David HaMelech. So David HaMelech says, V'chimar in dam balayla. What am I supposed to, I have to wait till the morning. You don't look at dam at night. So she says back to him, Amar lo, v'chidana dina nefashas balayla. You're gonna kill somebody? Right, she's a very brazen, you know, very sharp woman. The Gemara said, the Navi says she was very smart. So Amar lo, so he sees that she's a powerful woman. So he says back to her, Mor b'malchuzu. He's Mor b'malchuz, v'lo tzarech l'medayne. I don't have to judge him. It's not dina nefashas, right? I'm the king. Mor b'malchuz. Amar lo, she says, adayin Shaul kayam, v'lo yitzcha tivacha b'olam. You might have been anointed already, but Shaul's still the king. So Amar lo, so he says to her, okay, thank you for saving me from committing murder v'chulu. What was the nechudas machlokas? David thought he was king, and then she says she wasn't king. The Emet Bracha says, because David was already anointed, but he wasn't in power. He was anointed in private. Remember the whole end of Shmuel Aleph, Shaul is trying to kill him. But Shaul was still the king. David didn't take over until later. So says the Emek Bracha, because to be fully the king, you not only need Shemen HaMishcha, you also need Hanhagas Malchus. And David didn't have it, and that was the Machlokas, and that's what Avigail pointed out to David, that you're not fully the king yet, and therefore certain halachas might not apply to you yet. I thought there might be another shorish behind this mitzvah, and that is, you know, using this oil that's not supposed to be used by Zarim. Could be that we're not supposed to be imposters to ourselves. You know, we should know the Shemit is not for us. There are certain mitzvahs that we have to make sure that we're ready to fulfill, and if there's a certain mitzvah that's not appropriate for me, so that I shouldn't fulfill it at a certain stage of my life. We mentioned this in the past based on the Gemara in Chulin, where Mar Ukva says in Chulin, Andav Kufhei, I'm like vinegar compared to my father who's like wine. What does that mean? The Gemara says, my father used to wait 24 hours between Fleishiks and Milchiks. I only wait 6 hours. He's like wine. He's awesome. I'm like vinegar. I'm a Pasha the Yid. Only 6 hours I wait. Ask the Bali Musar. Rav Sternbach quotes this in Parshas Yisro. Ask the Bali Musar. What, Mar Ukva wanted the ice cream so badly? It was one of the great greats of the Gemara. He couldn't wait if he thought it was appropriate to wait 24 hours. Why didn't he wait 24 hours? My father was so great. Explain the Bali Musar. If Sirma quotes him, no, because Mar Ukva knew that that wasn't appropriate for where he was up to in life. Every stage of life, we have to realize, if we're speaking Lashon Hara all day, we're not supposed to be getting up at Tikkun Chatzos, morning the Beis HaMikdash. We have to go step by step. We can't use anything as an excuse. We can't say, oh, I'm not up to coming to davening on time. No, that we can't say that. That obviously is certain things that are Shavah L'chol Nefesh. But we have to be honest with ourselves and make sure that we only do actions that take upon ourselves items that are appropriate for us. So maybe that's also a message behind this mitzvah about not taking the oil of the Shemen HaMishcha on me. That's symbolic of taking a certain position, a certain action that is not appropriate for me in life. Okay, continues the Chinuch Medini HaMitzvah, various halachas of the mitzvah. Kugon Masha Amru Zechonu Levracha, Shechiya Vakaris Vakarban, Eino Alat Shiyasam Eno Shiyar Kezayis. You need a kezayis only if you smear a kezayis of oil. How do you determine what's a kezayis? What do you have a certain amount of time? Maybe we'll talk more about that tomorrow in Oz Beis. The Menchas Chinuch discusses, how do you measure tzira for kezayis? Because you're not talking about isur achila, so hopefully we'll expand more about that tomorrow. I just want to mention one more point related to this isur of Shemen HaMishcha. And that is, there's a Gemara and a Medrash that tell us that there's an entire perek in Tanakh that is based on this isur of Shemen HaMishcha. Which perek? So I'll read you the Medrash. The Gemara in Harias Daf Yud Beis says almost the exact same thing. I read it to you from the Medrash. The Medrash says, Medrash Tanchuma, Ba ure'e chasidush al tzor Aaron HaKohen. Look at the chasidus of Aaron. Bishah shehitzik Moshe's Aaron u'mashach b'shemen HaMishcha. When Moshe stood Aaron up and anointed him with Shemen HaMishcha, v'yatzak aroshu, and poured it on his head. Right? Last week's parasha. Nizdazeya Aaron v'nivas. Aaron started shaking when Moshe put the oil on him. Amar lo, Moshe achi, shema lo hayiti ra'ui lihi mashik b'shemen HaKodesh. Maybe I'm not worthy. Uma altibo, maybe I violated Me'ila. So again, we'll talk about tomorrow. More Me'ila issues, how Me'ila relates to this. V'niz chayafti karis, maybe I'm chayaf karis. Maybe I violated mitzvah 108 in the Sefer HaChinuch. Aaron HaKohen was worried. Sha'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, al-Basar Adam lo yisach. That is why, lefichach, heidel av akasav, that's why the pasuk tells us, in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed Gimel, it's only three psukim. Hine ma tovu ma na'im sheves achim gam yachad. Brothers, Moshe and Aaron together. Kishemen ha-tov al-rosh, yored al-azakan zakan Aaron, sh'yored api meidosav, kital chermon. The oil that was poured onto Aaron from Moshe is compared to the dew of the Chermon mountain. Ma tal chermon ein bo mi'ila, kach shemen ha-mishcha ha-yored al-aron ein bo mi'ila. That's the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Korach. That's the Gemara in Harias on Daf Yud Beis. Aaron was so scared that he wasn't worthy. Maybe he was a czar. Maybe he didn't deserve it. Moshe Rabbeinu says, don't worry about it. And Tehillim Kuf Lamed Gimel. It's only three psukim. But that's the whole, I just read you the whole parak. Shir HaMalos L'David, Hinei Matov HaNim Shavaz HaChem Gam Yachlad, Kishemen HaTov HaChuvu, comparing it to the Tal Chermon. So Aaron HaKohen was worried about it, but Baruch Hashem, we have that Mizmor in Tehillim because of this mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, tomorrow we will continue with the Isser of making the Shemen HaMishcha, but we'll relate to two issues which we did not get to talk about here, and that is, how does Me'ila relate to the Shemen HaMishcha, and how much of the Shemen HaMishcha is a problem. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue.